Ketzad Orvin es Heorim. How do you make an Erev amongst cities? Rabbi Sholim, there's a lot of noise coming from your microphone. From your microphone. We would like to kindly ask the Godol Hadar, the Rabban Shel Kol Bnei Yisrael VeHagoyle, the most precious, precious person to please mute himself.
I appreciate the appellations, but they're not negated. I'm putting the phone on mute. Thank you.
You have to tell your wife to come listen to the shir. She'll appreciate the appellation. Wait a minute. Today's Thursday. Did she write an article yesterday? You gave me an article last week, right?
We'll talk about it next time. Did I read it? I'll let her know you're missing her article.
Ketzad Me'orvin Es Ha'odin Ba'yis Nichnas Ba'yis Yotzei Pogum Nichnas Pogum Yotzei Choyu Shom Gedudiyos Gevoyos Asar Tzvachim. Let's start with a little Rashi. You need a picture book. You need to have a picture book to fully comprehend the depth of what this says over here. Look at Rashi. Ketzad Me'orvin. Ketzad Me'orvin Rashi Me'orvin B'farshid Mar Loshon Isha Av Ubara. Okay, it refers to a woman who's pregnant. The Tanan Lekamon Hanoisen Eruvay Beibura Shel Ir Alma Yesh Ibur Liir. A city has an Ibur, a city has an extension. Okay, everyone knows that by pregnancy there's no such thing as a little bit. It's either you're pregnant or you're not. You don't say I'm a little pregnant. What do you mean you're a little pregnant? Either you are or you're not. A city has an Ibur, which means it has an extension of the city. How does a city acquire an Ibur? So it says here in the Mishnah, Bayis Nichnas Bayis Yetze, Bayis Yetze, Pogum Nichnas Pogum Yetze, Oy Hoyu Gidudiois Umaitzin Hamida Kenegan Rashi, Koloimar. Here we have a Koloimar Rashi.
What does that mean when he says Koloimar?
It means not to be taken literally. Whenever Rashi says the word Kloimar, it's a stop sign. You come to a complete stop, and you look both ways, and you proceed with caution. Rashi means to say, I can't hear you, Shlomi, I can barely hear, it's like a whisper.
What does it mean when Rashi says Kloimar over here?
So we have to see. But before we proceed, what's with the microphone? Get the microphone fixed.
Nothing, I can't.
You know, you can't. You don't want. The Bali Musa, they all say to you, it's you don't want. It's not a matter of can't.
Hello.
Shvachim Isis. I hear, but it's not crisp. You need to get an external microphone to plug it in. Go to Amazon and type in microphone and get some device you stick into one of those things a lot of holes. Well, every computer has all these holes. Any microphone you'll get, you'll be able to find a hole that'll fit into. All different size and shapes. All these different holes.
First get the microphone and then see if it fits into the microphone.
It'll fit in somewhere. It has to be. There's so many holes in your computer, it's bound to fit into one of the holes. And if it doesn't, you go back to Amazon, you get an adapter to make it go from one hole to another hole.
I might as well look at the hole that's available and get a microphone that fits that.
Fine. If you can figure out the name of those holes, because I still can't figure out what's a this port and that port and a zoy, to me it's all the same.
What's a rapper port?
A hole is a hole. A bar b'rishus rabim is a bar. Vaita.
Ketzad.
So let's read Kloimar Kishabalit Sayin Simon Tchum Ha'ir. When you want to go and mark off a sign for the Tchum Ha'ir, V'bol Limdoit Alpayim Chutzalah. Here's the Kloimar. When you want to start, the Kloimar here means when you want to start to measure 2,000 Amos, where do you start from? Where is the starting point? Right. Where is the starting point? Im Havim Chitzasa Shur Igor. What does that mean? What is it over here? The middle of Shur Igor. Over here, there's an Ois Ches on the side of the Gemara. On the side of the Gemara, the letter Ches points to the Maseres Hashas, and it says over here, Ein Megillah Daf Hei, She'ein Echoy Mechaloka, El Abotim Smuchim, a Shur Igor. Igor means There's no wall, but instead the city is surrounded by houses, connected houses. What are they called? What are those fancy connected houses called? They're very expensive. What are they called? You know what they're called, by any chance? Anyone here into real estate? What are they called?
What? Fancy houses?
No, the houses that are connected to each other.
Townhouses?
No. There's another word for it. In Park Slope, there are a lot of them. There's a certain term they use for these houses that are connected one to another. Whatever they are. That's what it means, a shur igar. There's no real wall, but instead people, they built homes, and the homes are connected one to another, and that
means a virtual wall.
No, a shur igar means, no, you come and you're going vaiti. That's what we're going to create, a virtual wall. But before we get to the virtual wall, the Rashi over here is telling us that Yahweh is a city, and the city has homes that surround it. The circumference of the city is homes, and those homes now, by they turn into the wall of the city. The people never built official a real wall. They built homes next to each other, and the perimeter of the last row of homes that go around the city, that now becomes the wall of the city, the Shur Igar. The Shur Igar. Let me see. Good. You're seeing the virtual wall. They're now going to take all of those homes and make a virtual line and make it straight.
Right. From they go to the outermost wall,
right,
of a house.
And that becomes the virtual wall. So when you measure 2,000 Amos, you measure 2,000 Amos from that imaginary line. You go and you find the most extreme home. If all the homes...
If you have a city that's built like this, you go straight.
You flatten it out. You go and you go to the home that's the most extreme, the one that's all the way at the furthest out. And that basically becomes the imaginary line from where you begin to count 2,000 Amos. She'eino choymo chaloka elabotim smuchim mumchubar. We're now on the fourth line of Rashi. V'yeshvayis nichnas l'socha ir v'yoseh nechaveroi v'nires k'nisase peguma. And therefore, since one home is inside, is in, one is out, it looks like there is a deficiency. It's pogum, like a knife. A knife, the blades, it goes, it's serrated. In, out, in, out. So here's a new pshat. What does it mean, pogrom? It means there was a wall. There are megadlin agulin. I don't know what that means. I do not know what that means. What does it mean? Megadlin agulin. Megadlin agulin. Over here it says, over here.
If this is the walls.
Yeah.
So where do you draw the line?
By the E. By the E.
So what do you draw? Due east? In other words, you're saying.
You make a straight line.
This is the
E. Yeah. Exactly. And that becomes the starting point for the mechitza. Okay, let's go by.
You gotta know which way is due east. It's the same. Goes all the way
to east
before the easternmost point.
Yes.
You draw a straight line down.
Yes. 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 Upam shel luchutz oishah hayu shosham l'achas akronah gidudiyos shivrei chayma. The word gidudiyos means broken piece of the wall. Shel chorvos batim v'yesha mesech shiv ma'ama v'shirayim l'ir kinfarsh. Come on. There's one condition. Yeah. There's one condition though. The most correct. But there's a condition. Rash, yeah. No. You go to the most extreme portion, but Rashi just says, provide that where it says there S and N, that S and N is less than 70 2/3 amas from the E, from the line, the imaginary line that you made of the E. You put a perpendicular line, you put a line that's straight by the E. That line becomes the starting point of 2,000 amas in the entire city, provided that any part that is less than, that is within that imaginary line, is not more than 70 2/3 amas away from the imaginary line. Got it?
So you're saying that in this case, if this is more than 70...
Right, exactly. Then you don't do it. Then you have to go draw... Then you have to go. You have to draw a different type of line.
I don't know. Why could you just draw the lines like this.
I guess you could, but we're giving you extra. Chazal said that we square. Chazal are into making things easy for you.
More than squaring it, you're squaring it east, straight down the east axis and the west axis. The place that's the most east becomes now the entire.
I don't know if you say the east axis. I think you draw just a straight line from the extreme portion of the city. I don't think you draw east. It doesn't say that anywhere. You don't go follow the Mizrach Shel Olam. It doesn't say you have to draw it east. It just means you take it has to be a straight line. You draw a straight line from the most extreme portions of the city. It doesn't mean the city is a square. It means you have a city, and the city has different parts of the homes which go in, go out. You draw a straight line. The straight line is not necessarily due east. It's not necessarily due west, south, or north. It's just a straight line. And when you draw the straight lines, four straight lines around the city, yeah, fine.
Where do you draw the line if this is the way it looks?
Where do you draw the line? You draw the line along the extreme edge of.
It sounds to me like you would continue this line all the way, and you continue this line all the way.
I guess you do, but until you get to the next corner.
Even though it may be that there are other houses on this side that only extend this far.
Correct. Provided that those houses. Yes, correct. You go look at the most extreme house, and you use that as your guide, as the beginning of your straight line. That's correct. Provided.
Today, it's a complete square.
No, it's not a complete square. No, it's not. It's boxed. It's closed in by its straight lines.
Is it always a rectangle?
Not necessarily. It's not necessarily a square. It's boxed in by four lines. Yeah, four lines. The four lines are not necessarily at right angles.
But he's showing in squares, isn't he?
It's not necessarily accurate where they're showing. They're not showing you a square there. He's not showing you the whole city. He's not showing you in that picture of the whole city. He's just showing you one portion of the city.
Yeah, so that portion is, okay,
you draw four lines around the city. What's the big deal? You draw four lines around the city. The four lines are not necessarily going to be east, west, north, south. They're not going to necessarily be right angles. They're just going to be...
Lines.
What?
Straight lines.
Four straight lines. You take four straight lines and you go around the city and you figure out. And just make sure that when you draw the four straight lines around the city, that there's no part of the city that is more than 70 and two-thirds amos to a line. To the straight line. You take the most extreme portions of the city and you draw four lines around it. And if you have an ear that's more than 72 thirds amos, then you got a problem. Then you have to draw the line. It's not going to anymore be four lines. It might be five lines. It might be six lines. It might be seven lines. It might be a pentagon, a hexagon, whatever those other words are. Okay, let's go weiter the Gemara over here. Weiter. So the Mishnah. How do we go to determine the extension of the city from where we're going to start to measure 2,000 amos? So it says here are three examples. Bayis nichnas, bayis yoytse. The bayis, either you have a city that does not have a wall. There is no wall. And the city is constructed in such a way where the homes serve as the wall. So then, the button become the starting point to make that imaginary line. Or you have what's called pogum nichnas pogum yaitse. Rashi explains this is a real wall. But sometimes when they make walls for aesthetic reasons, it's not perfectly straight. There's a portion of the wall that goes in and goes out, goes in and goes out. It's boilate for design purposes, aesthetics. There are sections that protrude outwards, and there are sections that enter inward. And you draw a box around the city. That's called Pogum Nichnas Pogum Yoytse. And then there's a third example. Hayisham Gidudiyos Givahois Astaratvachim. Once upon a time, there was a straight wall, a flat, straight wall, nothing special. And then it collapsed. Sections collapsed. So there are sections that are present, there are sections that are empty. So the bottom line over here is, fine, that's one is next. So this is, so in other words, it's not even because there are sections that collapsed. So it turns out that it's not necessarily even. There are certain areas where there is a wall, there is no wall, and where there's no wall, so then the people who are living there, they're living much further inside. They don't have a real, they don't have a halachic wall outside of them. Next, ugesharim, a gesher. Sometimes they make bridges around the city, a bridge. Unefashos, what nefashos? They make matzevos. Okay, there are matzevos that surround the entire city, and the matzevos are not nefashos sheyesh b'chem beis dira. Now, what does that mean, Rashi? Nefashos ke'ein shoisin ala kever sheyesh b'chem beis dira. I guess people live there. Why would a person live there? Okay, for the shomer, it says it is there is a guardian. There's a shomer who stands there to guard the cemetery, so he lives there. So then the rule over here is the Mishnah of Yisrael. So you might see. So you begin to count 2,000 amos opposite the imaginary straight line that surrounds the entire city. The oisin oisa kimin tabla mirubas. We make it into a square. So you're right. We make it into a tabla. What's a tabla? Tabla means a square. Mirubas. Mirubas means force. It means it's I guess a square. You gain the corners. So Shlomi, you're right. We make it into a square. And make it into a square, you're going to gain...
It says here in the notes, the Chum need not be square. The Mishnah happens to be speaking of a square city.
All right, fine. Look at Rashi. Look at the Rashi. Rashi. Okay, it's important to read the Rashi.
The Mishnah's point is that the corners of the Chum boundary are not rounded, but join each other at right angles, so that the chum in the corners exceeds 2,000 amos. Rashi.
Look at Rashi. Look at the Halakha Rashi. Rashi says, "Motzines ami the connecting in belitois halalu eitzel keren mizrakis sefinis." If these protrusions are near the corners, eitzel mizrakis sefinis roin kilu yesh belita acheres connecta. We make believe there's a corresponding protrusion on the other corner. There's a thread that is spread from one to the other. And that's where the 2,000 amos begin. Okay, so basically we're going to make the city into a square. That's the goal over here. And Raj in the previous Amud taught us that the only time you're able to go make the city into a square is as a provision, and that is you're not going to have more than 70 and 2/3 amos from the last location of a person living to where the imaginary line is. The imaginary line is going to be spread straight from the extremes in order to square out the city. The oismas, the next words of Rashi, es hat atchumin mirubo'in. We make it into a square, we make this city into a virtual square. Not round. We do not make the tchum a circle, but rather make it straight. We don't make it kederch kol eagle. The tchumen meruboim lav dafka sheik arkan kerachban she sharei rachban lemidas ha'ir he el he im ketanim gedoyla v'arkan alpayim elam merubas l'tanim lemute agulin kedei shehei niskar es hazavios. What it means over here means that it can be a rectangle. The point over here is we're going to make virtual 90 degree angles at the four corners. It does not necessarily mean that's going to be a square. It can very well be a rectangle. But the point over here is it's going to be a rectangle or a square. It's not going to be a circle. We're not going to go round off the edges, because when you round off the edges, you're going to lose the ability to give from those corners 2,000 amos. But instead, we're going to make square corners. And that way, you'll be able... What? It sounds like that, provided there's obviously a condition. The condition is that nowhere are you going to have more than 70 and 2/3 amos. The goal is to make it when we can into either a square or a rectangle and not to make it into a circle. Let's go back to the Gemara. We have a lot of Agadah to the Gemara today. Rav Shmuel, Chatani me'abrin, v'chatani me'avrin. Shiloh, what is the girsa? Is the girsa with an ayin, or is the girsa with an aleph? Mandatar, the one that says me'abrin with an aleph, aver, aver. It means a limb. Rashi. Rashi says, chai me'abrin be'aleph, aver, aver, she'mosifin lo evorim, she'im yesh, she'ish aver, she'yotzim in o'ir, be'keren mizrachis d'raimis, ro'in ki'ilu aver gam be'keren mizrachis v'anis v'moedin misham. We give it a limb. If there's an arm sticking out on one side, so we give it a corresponding a person. Hashem made the man with two. Everything is double. There are two arms, two eyes, two nostrils. How many teeth do you have, Shlomi? How many teeth?
I don't know.
I only have now 30. There are supposed to be 30.
How many what?
Teeth do you have? How many teeth? Teeth.
Oh, teeth.
How many teeth? Shinayim. So when you're born, you have 30. When you're supposed to have 32 teeth, lave, the same number of tzitzis. But I don't have those anymore. They took out for me how many? One. I only got 31 left. They took out one of my wisdom teeth last year. 2 years ago, I was in such excruciating pain, you can't imagine. The guy took like a wrench. He couldn't get it out. I felt like I was a car and he was a mechanic. And he was hacking away there with a wrench. A wrench to look like as a construction worker. To pull out my wisdom tooth. Whew! What a job that was.
Mo Howard?
What?
Sounds like Mo Howard.
Who's the who's he?
The Three Stooges.
Whatever it is. So it says over here a limb. There's an extension. That's Aleph, Viter. Ravish Mulchad, Otamu Ma'abrin, Ma'abrin, Viter in the Gemara, Mandatani Ma'abrin, Aver, Aver, Mandatani Ma'abrin with an ayin. It means Ki'ishu Ubara. Like a woman who's pregnant. Rashi says, there is no Rashi on this, okay? So it's either an aleph, a limb, or it's a woman who's pregnant, an extension. A woman who's pregnant has an extension. There are two people inside of her. Another person inside of her, an extension. Vayitin, the Gemara says, and the woman's a raya to this. Now the Gemara explains, man tami ma'abrin ki isha ubara me'oras ha'machpela. Now that once the Gemara already discusses this, the Gemara goes on to a tangent. It says there's the me'oras, the cave, ha'machpela. Doubled. What is it doubled in? What's the doubling? Rav Shmuel Chadam once says Shnei Batim Ze Lefnim Ze VeChad Amar Bayis VeAli Al Gabov BeShloim LeMandim Ze Al Gav Ze one on top of the other. Hay Machpela. It's doubled. LeMandim Amar Shnei Batim Ze Lefnim Ze My Machpela. Why is it called Machpela? A Machpela. Let's see Rashi. Rashi says, Rashi is the obvious kasha. What does this sugya have to do with our Mishnah? Our Mishnah discussing the Ibur Shalir. Why are we now bringing in the Machlekes Rav Shmuel by Maris Machpela? What did it look like? It was Zeh, Lamala Mizeh, or Zeh Lefne Mizeh. So Mishum de Pligibim by Mashmois, Lashon Machpela, because they argue in the Mashmois of Lashon Machpela, of what does it mean a Machpela? A Machpela. Nok Allah Hacha Mishum de Pliginami Belishna de Masnisan Vichain be Amrafel Vichain be Melechadash. We're going to have now a number of different disputes between Rashi and between Rav and Shmuel as regarding language. They were linguists. Okay, they liked it to be precise in their words. Vait Shnei Batim Hayu Ba Ze Lifne Mize. Look, I have a picture. Do you have a picture in your Gemara? In my Gemara, in the Rashi itself, I have a three-dimensional picture. Zelif nimize. Bayis v'aliyah havikfulu b'shnei tikrois. Avol shnei batim lo shayach ba b'hu loshen kifula. So Rashi over here says a very powerful expression. That to say, shnei batim, the word bayis v'aliyah, then it's shayach to say kifula, double. But it's not shayach to use the term kifula when it's a bayis zelif nimize. Now you have to be a real bucky in language to fully comprehend the depth of those words. Double is one on top of the other. There's no such thing as double when it's on the same level, ze lifnim mize. Okay, kefel is ze al gav ze. And this is nogei halacha lemaisa when it comes to a bechor. A bechor is noitel pishnayim. You have kefel, a ganaf. A ganaf, someone still silly pays kefel. The word kefel has a connotation of ze al gabe ze, not ze lifnim mize. Levain afkamina, it's very simple. When you say the principle ze al gav ze, both portions are present simultaneously. Because in the world of halacha and machshava, height, anything that's vertical, is always at the same moment in time. Anything that is horizontal is a different moment. It's separate. It's sequential. Ze al gav ze is simultaneous. Ze lifnim ze is sequential, serial. That's a very important yesod. There is, in the world of halacha, there is vertical and there is horizontal. Vertical, both items that are parallel vertical are considered to be present at the same together. They're standing together. When something is ze lifnim ze, they're not considered to be together. It's considered to be one after the other. I'll give you an example. Matan Torah. How was Matan Torah given to Klal Yisrael? HaKadosh Baruch Hu put us underneath the mountain. Kofa Aleihem Har Kigigis. If you don't mekabel, you're not mekabel the Torah. Shom Tehei Kivuraschem. I'll drop the mountain and that will be where you're buried. We were underneath the mountain. Matan Torah was a vertical experience. It was not a horizontal experience. We were one with Hashem. Yisrael v'oraisa v'kud shabrichu chatu. It's bevasachas. When it's horizontal, ze lifnim ze, that is today, tomorrow, the next day. It's not at the same time. Okay, so here the Gemara is saying that when it says kefula, keful is only shaykh in the world of the vertical experience. It's not shaykh in the horizontal experience. Shlomi, are you with me?
Yes.
You understand what I just said? It's very deep. There are 1,048 daf yomis according to the Agudas Yisrael, and I guarantee you that one of those shiurim said what I just said.
Unique.
Gaiva. It's called gaiva. Gaiva. Pshudikimashmoy. Arrogance. Even more arrogant than the President of the United States.
That's pretty hard.
Weiter. More obnoxious. Kefula, Shekefula, could you imagine being married to him? It's the perfect, he's the perfect mashal to use to study Pirkei Avos. If you want to study Pirkei Avos, you read the Mishnah, and then you play a clip from the debate. This is what you're not supposed. This is what the Mishnah is the pum fakert. You learn the next line of the Mishnah, and then you quote another clip from President Trump. This is the opposite of what it says in the Mishnah. Vait shekeful bezugos shenikbru. So then the fact the Gemara is different. What's the shach the word the kefula? Shnei bezugos levenim zevchanam rabbi bais fil levchagav v'oshel mandim as ze al gav ze haynu machpela. It means it was double with zugais. And now you didn't. The zugais, there was with couples. Okay? Murdig Vart, that a couple is called a zug. A zug, a marriage. It's good. This is very good Torah for Sheva Brachas Torah. When a person gets married, it's a zug, like a pair of scissors. Okay? A zug. That's what they're called. A couple is called a zug. A zug, vait mamre kiryas arbe. It says mamre, the city of four. Why was mamre called the city of four? Arboha mi yodea, arboha ani yodea. Mamre was kiryas arba. Amram Yitzchak kiryas ha arba zugois. There were four couples buried there. Adam v'chava, Avram v'sara, Yitzchak v'rivka. Yaakov v'Leah, v'ayhi b'meam Rafael, Rav Amar Chad, Rav Shmuel, Chad Amar Nimrod Shmuel. His real name was Nimrod. V'lamanikra shmoy amrafel shamar it's nutrigen shamar v'hipil le'avram avinu. He gave the command to cast avram avinu b'sechkiv shno esh. That's why it's called Omar. Omar aleph emes. Omar reish is Avraham, the most significant syllable in his name, and Amram and the mem is lahapi is wait. Amrafel. Omar Nachamal. Omar Lovni Kushma Nimrod Shahimri Shamar Shamar Vihipil Liavram Avinu Besaich Kivshan Hoesh. What is it over here in the Gemara? Nachamal Amrafel is Omar Lehapil. Lehapil. The pay in the Lamed is Lehapil. He said to cast him in the Nimrod. The Chanim 1 says Amrafel, his real name was Amrafel Shemai, Vlomni Kushma Nimrod. Shehimrit eskala olam kulay alav bimalchusay. He caused the entire world to rebel against the Ribbono shel Olam. Vayakim el chodesh al mitzrayim. Rav Shmuel chad amar chodesh mamish. Vachad amar shnischadshu gizei reisaf. Man dam chodesh mamish. He'll save chodesh. Man dam amar shnischadshu gizei reisaf. Midloik se vayamas. It doesn't say anywhere that he died. Vayamas vayimlech. Ulman dam amar shnischadshu gizei reisaf. Hoksiv it says a sheloyod es yosef. Maya sheloyod es yosef. To have a dummy, he made believe. Command lo yodel el Yosef klal.
Doesn't say Vayomas Melech Mitzrayim.
Nope, does not say. That's. No, it does not say. It says no. It doesn't say Vayomas. What does it say in the Rashi? Asher lo yodel es Yosef. It says possibly on the side of the Gemara. It says
Vayakam
Asher lo yodel. Asher lo yodel es Yosef. It does not say. It's somewhere else. No, it doesn't say Vayomas. The Gemara doesn't say. At least not in this pasuk, in this context. Maybe there's another pasuk where it says Vayomas. Vayakam Melech Chodesh al Mitzrayim asher lo yod es Yosef. Vayakam, so it says a new Melech.
You're right.
Vayta, I'm not the Gemara. I know nothing. Vayta, the Gemara. Simin Shmoina Esrei. Ushneim Asar 12 Lamanu Bidar de Bayivan. Am Rabbi Yochanan Yudches Yamim Gidalti Eitzel Rabbi Yoshia Bribi. I learned by him for 18 days. Ke Yudches Yamim. For 18 days, Gidalti, I was raised. Eitzel Rabbi Yoshia Bribi, Rabbi Yoshia the Great One. Veloy Lamarti Menu Eladavar Echad B'Mishnah Seinai. I only learned one thing from him about our Mishnah. Keitzad Me'abrin Esarim Ba'alef. The only thing I learned in 18 days from him is that you spell ma'abrin with an aleph. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Oshaya Bribi, Adam Gadol Bedaroi, V'chol Hecha Dekari Bribi, Hachi Perushai. Wherever it says Bribi, Bribi means he is the Gadol Hadar. Like Rabbi Yisrael Limin Bribi, the greatest one of the generation. And I only learned in 18 days one halacha, I learned the Aleph. You know what that means? I learned the Aleph. The Aleph. I learned from Aloif Bina. Aleph is Alts. Any Frek the Gemara v'Amar Rabbi Yochanan Yud Beis Talmidim Choyelol Rabbi Yoshia Bribi V'Yud Ches Yamim Gidalti B'neim V'Limarti and I learned V'Limarti Leif Kol Echad V'Yachad. I learned from each one of the Yud Beis Talmidim the heart of Kol Echad V'Yachad. The Chochmas Kol Echad V'Yachad, period. And I learned the wisdom of each one of them. And now the Gemara explains. Leiv Kol Echad V'Yachad, V'Chochmas Kol Echad V'Yachad, Gomar. So the Gemara answers, you're right. Good for you. He learned about the Talmidim. He learned about the heart of each one of them, and he learned about their wisdom. In other words, each one of them had a heart and a mind. There's a heart, every person has two parts. The heart and the mind. The heart is the emotion, the mind is the Chochmah. Every single student, every single person is different nitiya, a different emotional existence. And every person has a certain type of unique wisdom. And he learned about that, but Gemara loy gomar, he did not learn any teaching. He learned about wisdom and about emotion, but he did not learn a tradition. Gemara means a tradition of teaching. Rashi here says, their sharpness. A kolaymar Rashi. Bekulon ikarti ma charifus yesh mizelozep. I learned the uniqueness in their mental, how do you pronounce it, Rabbi Shol? Acuum, how do you pronounce that fancy word?
Acumen.
The chokhmas kol echad v'yachad kama ze chokham izeh v'kama lomad yosem imenu. But I did not learn a Gemara. Gemara means a tradition, a teaching. I learned about their abilities, their potential, but I did not learn a teaching. Gemara is Gavriel, Michoel, Rafael, and Oriel. Loi gomai, boi seima minayu ditu gomar minei. Minayu ditu gomar. But minei didei loi gomar. He learned from the students, but he did not learn from the Rebbe. He went and he joined the chevra of 12 students, with 13 students present in the presence of Rabbi Osher Baribi for 18 days. He had a good chavrusus. He learned a lot of Torah from the students, but he did not learn from the Rebbe anything except that this is ma'abrin with an aleph. Vayitav yibayisema, dover echad b'mishnaseinu kamar. I learned from the Rebbe called Erekula. I learned ganshas poiskim toisefta sifravis sifrei sichos Malachi Hashores, Sichas Shadim, and Sichas the Kolim. But I did not, I even learned the secrets of the Ushpizin, but I did not learn from the Mishnah, in Mesech the Ervin, on the Afnon Bezam and Aleph. I did not learn from only one thing in that particular Mishnah, I learned one thing, and that is an Aleph. V'yarav yachnam g'shayayim lom v'edim tarab b'etzaray b'yoshab 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 b'yoshab. Those days we sat four ba'ama. Four people sat in an ama. What does it mean over here? What does it mean over here? They squeezed in. Amar Rebbe. Rebbe says, big deal. You squeezed in four people into one ama. Amar Rebbe, kishayinu loimdim tar eitzel Rebbe Elazar ben Shemua. Hayinu yoshim shisha ba'ama. We had even more mesiras nefesh. We were able to squeeze in six people into one Amma. This Gemara, Rabbi Sai, is a gilui that Ribbono Shel Olam was canceled the Gezeira of Corona. Do you realize what we just learned? The Gezeira of Corona is hereby officially over. It's over. There is no longer social distancing. Six people are permitted now to squeeze into one Amma to learn Torah. This is a revelation. We've been waiting for this daf. We've been waiting for this daf for 6 months. This is the best news. The best news I've heard in 6 months. Corona is hereby officially over. We've reached daf Nun Gimel in Shas. My favorite daf in Shas. Good news, a simin toiv, umazel toiv, shisha ba'ama. Instead of there being 6 feet of separation between one man and another, six people can squeeze into one ama. Isn't that good news? Shlomi. Great news. This is the real deal. The one that controls the world is the daf, not what goes on out there on the world stage of politicians. The Amar Yechnan, Rabbi Yosha Baribi Bedoirai, Rabbi Meir Bedoirai, Rabbi Oshaya Baribi Bedoirai, is Rabbi Meir Bedoirai, Marab Meir Bedoirai, Lo Yochlu Chalev Laman Al Sef Daitai. No one could understand what he was saying. He was so deep. Av Rabbi Yosha Baribi Lo Yochlu Chalev Laman Al Sef Daitai. Okay? The greater you are, unfortunately, this is a truism in the Olam HaYeshivas today. The less you understand what the Rashiva says, the greater he is. I once said to a Rebbe, I had a Rebbe, and I basically told him, I don't understand a word you say. I cannot understand a single word that you say. So he said to me, you know, when Ribbono Shel Olam gave the Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu, it says in Chazal, I don't know what Chazal he's talking about, I never heard this, Hashem spoke to Moshe Beremez. And Moshe had to horva to fully comprehend to fully comprehend. So when I say the shir, you have to harva to understand what I'm saying. So I said to the Rebbe, listen, I'm no Moshe Rabbeinu, and you are certainly no Ribbono Shel Olam. He got so mad at me. Whoo! Weiter. V'amar Rabbi Yochanan, Lavan Liban Shel Rishonim, the heart of the Rishonim of the early generations was Kepischa Shel Olam. It was open wide, like the Pischai Shel Olam. Do you know the gematria of Kepischa Shel Olam is the gematria Rabbeinu Yisrael Liman Shlita. V'shel Acharoinim is Kepischai Shel Heichel. And the later ones was only like the Heichel. What's the Heichel? Only 10 Amos wide. The Olam was 20 Amos wide. The Heichel was only 10 Amos wide. V'anu! We're like the opening of Anu Kimlo Nekev Machat. Sitkis, okay? Sitkis means a teeny little crack. Our minds, our hearts are open, mamish, garnish, and garnish. Our minds are closed. Rishonim, who are the Rishonim? Rabbi Akiva. He was open like the Ulam. Acharonim, Rabbi Elazar ben Shammua. Igad Yarmisam said Rishonim, Rabbi Elazar ben Shammua. Acharonim, Rabbi Yoshaya Baribi. V'anu kimloi nekev machat sitkis, like the opening of a nekev, a sitkis. What sitkis mean? Sitkis means a machat shetayvim but sitke begodim. You sew the sitke, the cracks of begodim v'hu dak b'yoser. There are different types of needles. If you ever have a needle kit, right? You look at the needles, there are big needles, there are little needles. You find the smallest needle, you need a microscope to stick the thread into those little teeny needles. That's the opening of our hearts. In other words, you're saying of saying this Gemara is the gilui of the concept of niskatnu hadoiros. As generations pass over, we get what's the niskatnu? Where's the niskatnu? The niskatnu, you have to fataych. What's the niskatnu? Is it because our minds are weaker? No. It's because it's the pishoy shel libam. That's the katnus. The katnus is not in our physical capabilities. It's not in the Yiras Shamayim. It's in this prat. The only place you have a right to say Niskanu Hadaris is where Chazal say Niskanu Hadaris, and that is these holy words, the Gemara, and that is the heart. Okay? And the words of the Gemara, the Liban, the hearts shall be shining. That's the katnus. Rav Shmuel Arbach would always say that it's not a gezeres hakosov that there has to be niskadnu hadoros. Doesn't say anywhere in the Tayag mitzvah. It says a mitzvah deraisa that every generation should be shvacher than the previous generation, garnished. No such thing. If you want to be greater than your predecessors, it's in your power to do so. No one is holding you back from outdoing your predecessors in Torah, your Shemayim, there's Toivos. No one's holding you back. It's not a gzeres akosav that it has to be niskanu hadaris. Vaita. Omna baya. Vanan ki sichra beguda. We are ki sichta beguda. What's sichta beguda? What does Rashi say? Ki sichta beguda legemara. Ki yoseid shenoyatzin oisa bekoisel. Like a peg, a thumbtack that you stick into the wall. We are like thumbtacks that you can barely, the most you can possibly do is stick into a little tiny crack in the wall. Rachmana litzlan. If that's what he said about himself going back 1,500 years ago, what left is there to say about us today? Oy, 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 oy. What a sobering Gemara. Gewalt. Weiter. Amar Rav Ashi. Ananki etzbo'osa bebira l'shikha. What does that mean? Like a finger in a bira. Rashi says, ki etzba bebira. Bishava kosha, a finger, I skipped. Bibira l'shikha. Where's the Rashi on this? Like, etzba osa, bibira l'shikha. So Rashi is different girsa. Etzba bikira, bibira bikira. Rashi has a different girsa with a kuf, not with the base. B'shava kosh she'enu etzva yochel likonis b'soicha ela midoichik ma'at.
There's two things. Omar Rode, ki etz bohaso b'kir the svara, and Omar Rabashi, ki etz bohbir the shicha.
I'm sorry. You're right. I made a mistake. Bikul l'svar. I'm sorry. Like a finger into wax. Okay. If you put your finger into hard wax, it doesn't go. It doesn't go. L'svar to understand. Amar Rav Ashi ananki etzbasa bebira a finger in a bira l'shicha, which means next rash. K'shem k'sh etzba noyach likones b'fia bar kach anu memam l'sho. We forget. It's very hard to comprehend anything, and it's very easy to forget. The worst of both. Okay, Vaita. It's like my Rebbe told me. He told me that a good bochor in Shidduchim is like a kosher egg. A kosher egg is flat, or more flat on one side, and is sharp on the other side. Go look at the next time you eat an egg. You'll notice that one side of the egg is flatter than the other side. That's a simon for a kosher egg. If you have an egg and both sides of the egg are sharp, that means it's not a kosher egg. It comes from a non-kosher bird. And if both sides are flat, it's also a simon that it came from a non-kosher bird. So what does that mean? If a boy is sharp on the top, meaning he's very smart, but he's sharp on the bottom, he has no zitzlesh, he can't sit still, it's no good. A mold, you have a bocha that's flat on the bottom. He can sit the whole day in the base medrash, but he's flat on top. The mind is not good, doesn't work so well. It's also no good. You know what a good bacha is? A good bacha is a kosher egg. He's flat on the bottom, and he's sharp on top. It means he has zitzlech to sit and learn, and he has a sharp mind. You like that?
Okay.
You like that? I bet you in the 1,048 dafyomis registered in the Agudas Yisrael of America's database, no one said that in connection with this Lani Gemara. Vaita. Omar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Bnei Yehuda Shekpidu al Lashonim Niskayim Mutarasim Biyadam. Murder the Gemara. The Bnei Yehuda, they were makbid on Lashonim Niskayim Biyadam. They were Zoichad Hil Yehuda. The people who lived in Yehuda, in the region of Yehuda, they watched what they said there. They observed Shmiras. What came out of the mouth, it was Zechut, the Torah was Niskayim. B'nei Galil, the Galil. Shaloi yikbidu al l'shoinim, loy Niskayim m'torasim b'yodam. Midev, now let's look at, what does this mean? Look at Rashi. Rashi over here says, the daika b'lishna, shaykbidu al l'shoinim, l'dad b'loshin tzach. Rabbeinu Yisrael, you have to go on mute. They're talking about your phone. Your phone is producing a lot of noise, a lot of static. Shaykbidu al l'shoinim, l'dad b'loshin tzach, v'lo b'loshin megune. Okay, so they spoke politely. They had a beautiful expression in their language. They were zeichet to siyata d'shma in their learning, but the Bnei Galil, they were very coarse. They did not speak politely. They were not zeichet. In fact, they were really midi bepkedet hal yemilsa is Torah tashachet bepkedah. Why? Why should that make a difference? The Gemara says you're right. You are correct. Ella Bnei Yehuda daiki lishna. And what does that mean, Rashi? They were makbid to repeat the Shemem exactly the way they heard it. Exactly. The Ali Desha Yushabim al Pishmua Acharshmua, how you noise them, Bochem Simon Zuacharzu. They were able to repeat it word for word, and because they repeated it word for word, they made simonim, mnemonics, to remember things, and that's why they were zeich niskan to be yodim. Bnei Galil, the loy daiki b'lishna, the loy minat chelu simon. They did not go and lay out simonim. What is the part? What is the part? The pasuk says sima. Sima b'fiem, al tikri sima ela simonim. You shall make it a simonim. You have to have mnemonics. You have to have tricks in order to memorize, to learn, to remember your learning. Loi niskayim m'torasim b'yodam. Vayit in the Gemara. B'nei Yehuda gomer mechad rabba. Murder Gemara. The B'nei Yehuda, they learn from one Rebbe. Niskayim m'torasim b'yodam. B'nei Galil, the loi gomer mechad rabba. They did not learn from one Rebbe. They started elementary school in Teres Tali Melech, and then they went to Tarva Das, and then they went to Chaim Berlin, and then they went to Nova Minska, and then they went to Tara Tamima, and then they went to Lakewood Yeshiva, you never heard of, and then they went to Eretz Yisrael, and then they went here, they went there. They learned from, they have a resume of where they learned from kindergarten. This is not a mahalach. This is not a mahalach. It's a sign of instability. There's no derech. This is loy niskan lesson biyodam. But the people who went to one yeshiva, this is what he is. He's a Tarvadas boy. He's a Chaim Berlin boy. He's a Tar Tamima boy. One derech the ganze life niskaima torosam biyodam. Ravina mabenehu the golu. The Galu Mesechta. What does it mean? The Galu Mesechta. Skam Shrasim Yodam. What does it mean? The Galu Mesechta Rashi. The Galu Mesechta. Lamdu Lachem. They taught. Lamdu Lachem. Kach Shamati. Merdi Gemara. If you teach partners in Torah, do you do partners in Torah, Shlomi? Do you do partners in Torah? Do you take out of your precious time to teach other people to be religious, teach them Torah? Do you know that our Rebbe, Rabbi Shaul Lehman, he does this all the time in many different ways and shapes and forms. He's very busy with this. Avodas HaKadosh. So you teach others and you zoich lishna achrina mefarshim shimu usayim umidaktikim b'tame shal davar. The medaktik. They explain. They don't just read. It's not a lip service. Learning a davar is not a lip service. Until they know it well, they zoich to miskai miyadam. The golem sef miskai miyadam b'miyadam b'negilu. The loy golem sef miskai miyadam. David. Gali Mesechta. David, he taught. He gave a shir daf yomi. Every day, David HaMelech gave a shir daf yomi. He was on Zoom. Sholo Gali Mesechta. David Gali Mesechta. Siv Beit says, Yereecha, Yereuni, V'yismu, Yereecha, Yereuni. What does it mean, Rashi? Lefisha, Rashi says, Yereuni, V'yismuchu. Lefisha, Shmuoysav, Mechuvonis, Le'isr, 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 Le'heter, Heter. Yereecha, Yereuni. Those who fear you will fear me. The yismuchu, they will rejoice. Shod lo galim mesachtik sibe al kol asher yifne yarshia. Okay, anyone, whatever.
I'll see you Shabbos 5 o'clock. Or now we're from Mincha.
Yeah, yes. Shlomi's also going to join us. Shlomi's going to join us also on Shabbos.
Good Shabbos.
Shlomi, going to join us on Shabbos. Al kol asher yifne yarshia. He was not matzliach, and therefore. He was wherever he was unsuccessful. Hashem forgave him for not teaching other people. But the Ois Oven was no the given, he says Rashi. Alright, we did listen to Amud, yeah, we did listen to Amud. The rabbi's giving a shir after Marav. I have to go to the shir after Marav, okay? We can't learn after Marav. Shlomi, maybe you want to come on Shabbos? Shlomi, what?